The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. Simmering in oil smells like evening to me. Just that first suggestion of dinner cooking on the stove fills me with a warm feeling that means family. I learned to caramelize an onion in 1993, to cook it slowly over a low heat until it grew translucent, then transparent, then golden brown and sweet. That year, or soon after, there was a new pizza on every upscale restaurant menu: goat cheese, caramelized onion, and fig. Illogically, whenever I think of Carmelite monks in their brown robes, heads bowed over the evening meal, my head fills with the dark smell of caramelized onions, adding sweet depth to a bowl of beans or broth or meat. At the Jamaican patty shop in Brooklyn, one man turned up for work before sunrise. His job? To peel and chop the day's 1,000 white onions. I like best the onions that aren't perfect spheres, the ones that look as though they've been padded between someone's palms, so they're almost flat on top and bottom, like Christmas ornaments. One time, I watched a hypnotist convince a woman that an onion was an apple. She bit into it several times, hungrily, the juice she understood to be nectar sweet. When he snapped his fingers, she wept, gasped, spat the white pulp at her feet. The first layer of skin on an onion is a dry, papery husk. The second is more tender, but still nothing you'd want to eat. How many layers must go to waste, I ask, each time it's my duty to stand crying over the cutting board. When I was pregnant with my sons, even the sight of an onion made me gag. Cooking shows were a personal torment. In conversations with dear friends, I sometimes found myself thinking, why would you speak to me today, knowing you've eaten onions only yesterday? I used to love rings of raw red onion on my sandwich, layered next to slices of green Granny Smith apple. One was the antidote to the other. Now, out of courtesy to others, I try to avoid onions altogether, but not my father-in-law. I envy his wanton abandon. He keeps a saucer of hacked Vidalias beside his dinner plate, biting hungrily into the flesh, squinting at the way it bites him back. Today's poem is The Traveling Onion by Naomi Shihab Nye. It is believed that the onion originally came from India. In Egypt, it was an object of worship. Why? I haven't been able to find out. From Egypt, the onion entered Greece and on to Italy, thence into all of Europe. Better Living Cookbook. When I think how far the onion has traveled just to enter my stew today, I could kneel and praise all small forgotten miracles: crackly paper peeling on the drain board, pearly layers in smooth agreement, the way the knife enters onion and onion falls apart on the chopping block, a history revealed. and I would never scold the onion for causing tears. It is right that tears fall for something small and forgotten. How, at meal, we sit to eat, commenting on texture of meat or herbal aroma, but never on the translucence of onion, now limp, now divided, or its traditionally honorable career, for the sake of others, disappear. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.